Then he ruins Christmas, which is not a holiday I enjoy. And I'm going to tell you Christians out there, get it into a festival mode, okay? Let's get it down to 3 weeks. Can't you do something about it? It still seems to be going on in various areas. There are parts of the country, they're still going, oh, ha, ha. Hark the herald angels, come on back home. This is bullshit. It starts on fucking Labor Day now. Thanksgiving is a comma. There's nothing we Jews can do. You Christians get together, you meet, you talk about it. Make it 3 weeks long. Make it fun again. And then in the midst of it, this son of a bitch says, we're going to war. By God, we're going to stop. We're going to get Noriega, by God. Fucking, and we're going to get him. It's going to be a secret thing. Big secret thing. We're going to sneak in there and get Noriega. 6 days before it happened, I know. You watch Ravi, you watch these guys, you have chopper coming in, planes are flying out, what the fuck, he didn't know? Well, what are we going to get him for? Well, we gotta go get Noriega. What, the country needs another scumbag? Oh man, I'm serious about this, what the fuck is that about? We needed to send 25,000 troops down there, we had him in a room. An indigenous revolution, had him in a room. Guys had, one of the generals of his staff had a gun to his head. And I started watching all this stuff. What was sick about my Christmas, that's all I was watching. Because I thought if they didn't find him, I'm going after the million. Why not? It sure beats the shit out of screaming like this for a living. So I'm watching this thing. We had guys 400 feet away. There's across the street, there were 400 American soldiers. And they have a gun to this guy's head, and we say, well, we couldn't go in. We had a chopper overhead. Well, we're not going to go in and get him. We don't know what the coup is about. We don't know. We got 400 guys across the street. You can't send one guy across the street, knock on the door, and ask him a few questions. No, we got to send 25,000 guys down there because we got to make it a mini-series. And then he runs away. We can't catch him. 2 days into it, they're already panicked. He's in the woods. We don't know where he is. Where is Noriega? And in order to keep our public zeal going, they told us these facts. They broke into Noriega's home. He had a picture of Hitler there. Oh, my resolve. He had pornography. On the basis of that, this whole room might be cleared. And this is what intrigued me, he had 500 pounds of personal stash cocaine. That's a lot of toot. Explains why he needed the pornography. Also explains why he declared war on the United States. I guess if you do about 2 pounds of that stuff, we'll beat him! I know we're small, but we'll beat him! So where does he go? Where does he end up going? He goes to the Papal Nuncio, which was an interesting thing for me to learn. That there was the Papal Nuncio was really, a Catholic thing. I thought it was an Italian restaurant. I had no idea, but it was a very rich Italian restaurant where you ate with prelates. And then where they picked him up? They go to pick Noriega up. Where did they nail him at? We got idiots running around the jungle. He's sitting in a Dairy Queen. Because I guess when you don't have your 500 pounds of toot, you need some sprinkles. They take him back to the Papal Nuncio. They grab him. They got him back there. And what was interesting there, you know how they scared him out? It's a quote in Newsweek. One of the Monsignors came to him and said, I mean, it's a marriage in hell to begin with. Noriega and the priests and the nuns. It's just like, you don't even want to think about it. It's the kind of thing, don't talk about it, Lou. But the priest told him, he said, do you want nuns to wash your underwear for the rest of your life? And that was the thing that drove him right out the door. I'd have stayed. I would have stayed on the basis of that. I can't get my girlfriend to do it. If I had an offer like that.